Hey friends, it's me, Marcel, your producer, podcast host, and Cuban coffee enthusiast. This is episode 4 of Giving Credits. I talked to Kayleen Quigley, who is a costume designer that I worked with before on the feature The Way You Look Tonight, which is currently in post-production. If you could please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, that helps us pop up more frequently and show up on the up-and-coming list, which would be very cool and really helpful. We're also on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as Giving Credits. I will be on set for a feature in less than a month, but I have some episodes recorded already for a backlog, so the schedule shouldn't be interrupted. Thanks again for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and let's give some credits. Kayleen Quigley. She is a costume designer and also does wardrobe PAing.
Yeah.
And just tell us about, let's start with costume designing. Tell us about that.
Okay, so for costume designing, I typically work on short films and student films, and I'll start off by meeting with the director and talking about their vision for the script. And often, on most of the projects I've worked on, the writer is the same person as the director, right. So they really have a good insight into the character. We talk about the world that they live in, what kind of clothes would fit into that world, what makes sense for the character to wear. And from there, I'll typically shop some stuff or sketch, show them what we're thinking, and then we go into fittings and see what the actor has to say about things. It's very collaborative.
Do the actors ever disagree vehemently on something?
Yeah, I really like when actors are very vocal in fittings, because they're the one who's going to be the character. So if something doesn't feel right, they're the one kind of most in their head. So I really like when someone's like, I hate this. Then it's like, all right, so we'll step away from that.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's usually because they feel uncomfortable wearing it, or do you think it's much more they get what the character is?
I mean, some people you have to be no, it's you who doesn't like this. Right. You think it's funky, but it really does work. Sometimes you have to steer people in the right direction, but that really only happens with, I'd say, younger actors, and they're I don't want to wear this.
Kids and stuff. Yeah. Okay, cool. Do you design the costumes, to make them by hand sometimes? Or
yeah, it all really depends on the project. I've had some things where I have to stitch everything and cut out the bits of fabric and make it from nothing. And then on a lot more kind of contemporary pieces, I'll go out and buy stuff. Or also rental houses are amazing.
Yeah. Have you done a lot of period pieces?
I would say not as much as I would like. Yeah. I do a lot of contemporary stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm dying to do some 60s, 70s stuff.
I was just going to ask, do you have eras and places that movies would be set in that would be most fun for you, that you'd be
Yeah, totally. I'm a huge rock and roll kind of nerd, so I would love something that's 70s New York. That would be ideal.
Yeah. Have you been working with any particular director, and you don't have to name drop, but where you they'll tell you something and it doesn't even make sense with the period that you know from your experience or research?
Yeah, I guess so. Sometimes people want things and you're that just didn't exist then.
Right.
So if you want to because there's things that are anachronistic, but it's really cool. If you watch Marie Antoinette, there's a pair of light blue Converse in there, but it fits with the vibe of the movie.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can get away, but if people are trying to be a stickler for period, then you kind of have to be here, but we can go in this direction that's kind of similar.
Yeah, I think that's something that I never really took time to appreciate, that I'm sure you watch a movie and you're probably that doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes.
Or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sometimes there's stuff that's just completely oh, that was not around.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, I have so many questions.
Yeah, go for it.
I haven't really talked to costume department in depth before. Mm-hmm. So how did you start off in this?
The first job I ever had, or how did I get into it?
Kind of both, yeah.
Kind of both, okay. Yeah. I have always, both my parents went to film school, so they're really big into movies, so I've been watching all kinds of weird stuff since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
And then I've always just kind of had a knack for drawing, and I've always loved history. So those things kind of mixed together into me liking costume design. And then my first job ever was, I kind of like cold called Western Costume Company, and I got an internship in their research library. So I would like help designers coming in look up books that would have like pictures of what they were looking for.
Gotcha.
And I think that gives me like a good kind of background in costume history from that.
Dope. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. And then is this something that you studied then when you started to get more into it?
Yeah, I read a lot of books.
Yeah.
And in high school, I was really lucky and had a teacher who really encouraged me, and she let me like design all the plays and stuff.
Oh, cool.
And kind of design my own class around it almost.
Oh shit, okay.
Yeah.
Damn, that's awesome. So what advice would you give to someone considering, oh, maybe, you know, I like fashion, I like movies, maybe a combination of the two?
I would say like make sure you know your costume history, because that comes in handy in more ways than you can ever expect. And also, I think you really have to be a people person and love people, because it's all about making a character on a page a real person.
Yeah. Do you work more closely with actors or the director, or is it just like a...
It depends on the project, I think. I tend to get along pretty well, luckily, with all the directors I've worked with. So I guess I work more closely with them, but sometimes I'll develop a really good dialogue with an actor and we'll really collaborate on what the character should be wearing.
What would be like a normal day on set for you?
A normal day where I am department head would be making sure that everything is like organized and labeled, so it's not like, where does this sweater go? Like, when are we using it? I always like to cross-reference with the call sheet, just make sure that we have everything like on deck that's gonna work that day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably pick one of my set costumers to go to set, make sure everything's cool, get the actors dressed.
And then, so tell me more about like the people in your department. What would be some of those titles, and like what are the tasks that they do while you're department head?
There's typically an assistant costume designer who will help with fittings, and they'll sometimes dress background, which is really awesome.
Okay.
So I don't even have to think about that.
Right.
Which is great when it's a crazy day. And then set costumers will watch continuity and make sure that like someone's bra strap isn't like showing out of their shirt, and then in the next shot it's not, because that stuff drives everybody crazy. And then if you're on something big enough, you'll have PAs who will like go out and shop, or they won't shop for things because there's actually shoppers who go out and shop for things, but PAs will like do runs to go pick up stuff, return stuff.
Okay. So is it a lot of renting stuff mostly on like bigger sets, or do you think
tons of rentals.
Do you know like if the costumers, are they part of like a company typically, or is it more freelance?
It's pretty freelance. I mean, when you're out of the world of indie film, things are more like in the whole union realm.
Right.
So a costumer is like an entry-level union job. Local 705, I think, is the costume designer one. I'm not in it, but you know, working towards it, you have to get your days and your hours and everything.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So what do you like? This is kind of like a big one, but what do you like most about the job? And then we'll go into the next part.
What I like most about the job is I really like getting to be creative in the way that works with my brain best, I think. Like, I love getting to work with other people and make something a reality. And there's so many little details that you can put into a character to make them seem... Like... realistic.
Is there anything that comes to mind? Any examples? If not,
I don't know. I guess I like thinking of all the little tiny details, like what finger do they wear their ring on?
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. And what do you like least about the job?
Sometimes the personalities, I would say, especially when I'm in the wardrobe PA position. I'd say maybe some people have watched The Devil Wears Prada one too many times.
Okay. So, damn, really? Is it like that?
Mm-hmm. It's really, it's like that sometimes.
What would you say is the common stress that you deal with? Like, what would you say from set to set? You're like, I can expect this to happen, and...
There's never enough pre-production time.
Oh,
really? Yeah, there's never as much as you want.
Like, how much do you usually get?
It all depends. I've had, I've had, on a project you and I worked on together, I got the lead actor the day before we started shooting and had to just buy everything that day. So sometimes it's a day.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough recently, though, to have a project where I was making things, and I had about 2 months of prep.
Okay.
Which was awesome. Like, I got everything looking exactly how I wanted.
Nice. Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
How would you organize your time on set?
I guess it's just kind of like rolling with the punches. Yeah. And I think the best thing you can do for organizing your time on set is just make sure you're prepared for any emergency that's going to happen. So, yeah, like, that's why we have those big bags, you know, filled with everything, like absolutely everything, so that if something rips, you don't have to be like, oh, I have to set up the sewing machine.
You have to do that sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's just having everything like prepped and ready to put out any fires.
So it kind of sounds like the more, and I mean, it kind of works for, I think, like producing too and some other departments. Mm-hmm. The more prep time you have, the easier like principles.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. And are there like little tricks that you've like happen to have, or like stuff that you kind of have like ready just in case, like if you don't have enough time?
I've accumulated a pretty big stock of clothing.
Okay.
So my trunk is just filled with like random clothes of all sizes and decades. So in case it's like, oh no, we like forgot to get this thing, I can like pull out something.
Right. That's cool. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
So you have clothes that obviously you wouldn't wear, can't wear, because mm-hmm. it wouldn't fit you,
yeah,
like in your house and like your car.
Yeah. Parents' garage.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. I have a ton of stuff.
Like now I'm imagining it, you know, art department will have a storage unit.
Yeah. You know, one day when money is a
right.
thing. Yeah. But for now, my storage unit is the garage at my parents' house.
I mean,
but
if it works, it works.
It works. Yeah.
Cool. What do you think are the secrets behind getting to where you've gotten to?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm anywhere like special right now, but I would say maybe I keep in contact with people who work a lot.
Yeah.
So that helps me kind of work a lot.
What would you say is like the next step for you?
I think the next step for me would be getting into the union. However, yeah, I'm still kind of trying to figure out my next step. I am a little bit in between jobs right now. So.
Okay, yeah. How many jobs do you get like typically a year?
Oh God, like upwards of 10.
Damn.
Definitely upwards of 10. Doing taxes is an absolute nightmare because I'll have like 20 employers by the end of the year.
Right, and you have to like have all that organized.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the freelance thing.
Yeah, it's so the freelance life.
Yeah. Do you want to talk more about being a wardrobe PA?
Sure.
Well, how's that like? Like, what is your responsibility? And
so that responsibility is like typical PA stuff, so getting coffees and lunches, as well as picking things up from stores or rental houses and like doing returns, and you have to prep the returns in a specific way. And it always seems like things had to be returned to the store last week and you got hired this week and now you gotta just go.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of driving. But
damn.
Yeah.
Are there people that you would love to work with?
I guess, yeah, like dream list, sure.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to do a Wes Anderson movie.
Okay.
I think that would be so fun. What else? I'd also love to work with the costume designer Sandy Powell because she's amazing.
Okay.
Is
there somebody that we touched about this on my first episode with mm-hmm. Kelly Urban, but there's like Wes Anderson, like there's such obvious style to it,
mm-hmm.
especially with the DP. Is there someone that he works with that you know by name for like costume designer?
He kind of jumps around with costume designers and they're all able to fit into the world pretty well.
Yeah. But there's like a distinct style between Wes Anderson films.
Right.
But like it could be a totally different like
mm-hmm.
place and time.
Yeah.
And so like the costume might be totally different.
Mm-hmm. I think he just probably has a really strong like vision for what he wants things to look like. And I actually don't know if he works with the same production designer or not, but if he did, that would certainly like help make it all look kind of the same how it does. And I think his style is so like well established that any costume designer he would work with would kind of have like a base knowledge of like what they're getting into and what he's gonna want and what he would expect.
Yeah. Are there any nuances that you can think of in, did you see Moonrise Kingdom?
Yeah.
In the costumes of that world and like the characters?
I mean, like if you look at that versus Rushmore, they're completely different. Rushmore is more kind of rooted in, and that's also an earlier film, so it's like less kind of this symmetrical fantastical world almost that he's gotten into. But yeah, so I feel like there's like this candy-colored 60s world of Moonrise Kingdom versus, yeah. like, the more, like, jewel tones
yeah.
of, like, the school and everything in Rushmore. Right.
I want to kind of now look at movies and, like, look at that aspect now.
Yeah.
Every time I'm talking to someone, it's, like, always, like, a new thing. That, like, you could watch a movie 100 times and each time it's, like, a different thing that'll pop to you or something. Like, now I'm yeah. thinking about, like, Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
the pinks and the colors of that.
Mm-hmm. That movie's gorgeous, yeah. too.
Are there any things that, you know, I didn't go to film school, like, straight up. So, like, for me, it's, right. like, I'm learning things all the time about movies that, like, mm-hmm. I watch and I love. With the costumes and the colors, do they represent different things? I'm sure they do.
I don't think there's, like, an across-the-board definition okay. for, like, what powder blue means or something. But yeah. probably to them it does, because I definitely like to think of things in, like, a color palette kind of way. Like, oh, this yellow represents, like, yeah. the happiness and lightness of the... Or, you know, like, yeah. garbage like that. But it kind of helps differentiate. Like, if you saw Get Out.
Yeah.
You know, like, that movie's totally color-coded. Yeah, and, like, absolutely. On purpose.
Yeah.
So, kind of like that.
You know, you see those videos where it's the antlers, and they were probably wearing, like, a little button or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Like, and I wonder, like, how much... I'm sure that's a lot of the costume designer mm-hmm. as opposed to the director.
Yeah.
Who mm-hmm. the director will have, like, general broad strokes idea, but then yes. you, like you were saying, the details.
Yeah, you fill in the gaps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk a little bit about The Way You Look Tonight, the movie that we were both on, about some of the costumes on that?
Oh, that was a very color-based
yeah.
movie for sure, because the main character only wears that lovely shade of Kelly yeah. Green.
Right.
And then I had her love interest in, like, more of, like, a blue-gray kind of world, I think, because to show, like, Heloise brings this, like, lightness and color and yeah. growth and life and everything into his life. Yeah. And blue and, like, blue and green don't exist in totally different worlds either. Right. They're both cool, calming tones, yeah. so they do go together.
Kind of started to make me think of, like, character progression. Mm-hmm. Also be shown through, like, the clothes that someone wears. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to, like, use that a lot? And, like, what's, like, maybe some examples of, like, how that works?
Yeah, well, in The Way You Look Tonight, yeah. the character Heloise, when she appears as a male character towards the beginning of the film, yeah. I had her in more male silhouettes and clothing items. Okay. But as it progresses and she's more and more comfortable with her identity, she's just wearing her favorite dress whenever she yeah. wants to. It doesn't matter who she wakes up as that morning.
Yeah, totally. What would you say is the best career decision that you've made so far that kind of, like, either gotten you to, like, a really good place of, like, comfort, really mm-hmm. helped you learn stuff?
I think, again, like, keeping in contact with people who work yeah. a lot, because if they work a lot, there are going to be jobs they can't take, and
right.
then they pass them on to you, which is really great. And I think another good career decision I've made, one that makes me feel comfortable, is I haven't taken a job that's not costume related.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So yeah. I think just that keeps me, like, I don't know, I don't have to go to, like, my sad day job and
right.
dream about doing it. Like, I...
Yeah.
make a huge effort to go out and do it.
Yeah, that's, like, a huge thing, that role that I think about the most that happens to is, like, actors.
Yeah, like, exactly.
That's obviously, mm-hmm. like, even stereotypical, like, mm-hmm. the waiter, actor,
yeah.
like, yeah, like, that's really good. And even actors that, like, end up having to, like, write and direct, so, like, that is mm-hmm. awesome that you got to do that. Like, I think that's really smart, because then you don't get shoehorned into, like, really good at this job, but
yeah.
it's something they don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes you'll get clothes from the actors, and, like,
mm-hmm.
you'll ask them to look at, like, mm-hmm. their own wardrobe. How helpful is that? Because, I mean, obviously, like, their clothes, for the most part, fits them.
Yeah, that's something that I'll only do if we're really tight on budget
okay.
and really tight on time.
Yeah.
Sometimes, even just for the simple reason that, like, actors will want to take their stuff home at night, and it's
right.
that makes our job, like, so much more difficult, because then you got to be like, okay, this shirt was with this outfit on
yeah.
this day, and you kind of have to reorganize when
yeah.
they want to do that, and people get very uptight about their own clothes, but it is a great way to save on some budget.
Okay. Do you ever see actors come in and, like, what they're wearing doesn't make sense of, like, their body? Like, with the...
Yeah, people don't know how to dress
right,
themselves or wear things that fit.
I feel like, and, I mean, totally a shot at myself, like, I feel like that was me for the most part for most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even now, I know I worked at Ralph Lauren.
like for a while as in retail. So I started to understand more of like the shoulder and like where the I think that was something that was so whatever. We don't have to go into my habits, but I think that's something that I'm still learning, obviously. Where did you learn fashion from? Your mom or like any older siblings or like
I guess just like reading, and I wouldn't even say that it's fashion. I think I just know what someone would wear, because it's not even about looking fashionable or looking good, because sometimes you have to dress someone really frumpy. So I think it's just having an understanding of like what clothes are almost like socially coded as saying. Kind of. It's a lot of measuring audience expectation, like what is a rich person gonna look like?
Yeah.
You know?
So that's interesting. How do you separate the two, like fashion and like what the knowledge that you have, like is there a name for that more? Or is it, is it just like costume design? Or?
Yeah, like fashion is about what looks good.
Okay.
And costume design is about what's authentic to a character. It's about creating a person.
That's cool. So, and I'm totally unaware of this, but so I'm now realizing, so maybe someone who's like really knowledgeable in fashion, they might not do that well. Like that doesn't necessarily mean that.
Yeah, exactly.
They wouldn't be able to dress someone down to something that makes sense.
Yeah, not necessarily.
So I'm guessing as a costume designer, you would still need to know fashion.
Yeah, in case you have someone who needs to look really polished and put together.
Yeah.
Because I have worked with some designers who are a little bit maybe out of touch with what people are wearing and stuff. And then they'll try to dress like, I don't know, maybe like a trendy teen. And it's like, well, that's not... They don't really look like that anymore.
That's not what they wear. Yeah. I'm working on a project right now that for ours, we're filming Compton. Mm-hmm. So it kind of makes sense for us to like, let's go to the Goodwills of that area.
Yeah.
Is that something that you ever like for shopping and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, if I have the time to do it, and I do love Goodwill. But I do like to kind of go to the areas and like actually buy from the stores that I think that people would buy from. Because it's... I feel like that even adds like a whole other level. Like you can get the look right, but also like getting the feeling right. Like, I actually bought this shirt from Saks Fifth Avenue because like that's where your character would shop. Although the budget like rarely allows for that. But when it does, it's really nice to do that.
Yeah, that's so cool. What would you say are like the biggest challenges in this role?
I think that it's so easy to just give the director exactly what they want clothes-wise, especially if they have a very strong idea of what they want. So I think keeping true to your creative vision and recognizing that you're an artist in your own right is kind of a challenge sometimes, because it's more difficult to fight those battles sometimes. But yeah, I would definitely say like staying true to your own artistic vision.
Do you have a signature thing that maybe the Kayleen like quickly, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know that I do. Maybe I do and I'm not aware of it, but
for the most part it's pretty eclectic. It's just more depending on the film.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, I guess I like dressing people in clothes that are a little bit older than the decade that they're supposed to be in, because like how often do you have new clothes?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. It makes more sense that someone would have probably something from the 70s if the movie is set in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. But I think lots of people do that.
Okay. Or like as far as like costume designers. Oh, okay. It's just such a world that I have very little knowledge of. Mm-hmm. If you had to work in another department, in film, because at the end of the day we love film, right?
Yeah, probably art.
Yeah kind of similar. But like I'm sure there's like a lot of differences to it.
I think, I don't know, costumes and props overlaps a lot, because like things like glasses and purses are technically props, so I feel like like doing props would be kind of cool also.
Yeah, that's interesting. When you collab, I know you work a lot with the director and writer. Do you work with the art department? Do you work with like the DP a lot?
You want to make sure your colors aren't gonna clash, or like that the style isn't completely different.
So there's like underlying knowledge that you would share with them, like obviously those three departments, color to me stands out the most.
Like definitely color.
What about like lighting? Is that something that like you have to worry about or deal with?
It depends, like on more kind of stylized features or something like that. If you're using like a colored light, sometimes the color totally fucks your costume. That happens a lot more in theater. Like when I work in theater, it's like you can't actually use that color light because it's gonna make the red dress look gray.
So, and I mean, I'm sure that's happened then, like you like design an outfit, and you have it in mind and it's perfect for the steam, but then they change the colors and the lights. Do you change the clothing or?
Yeah, I mean, with theater, sometimes you just have to dye things crazy colors so that they show up properly on stage.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. I never knew that.
And even with film, if you're in a certain environment, the light is going to interact with, like, maybe the color of the wall, and it's going to make the yellow sweater look more beige. So yeah. You have to get, like, a different thing.
So you actually have to dye stuff sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I was really excited about this episode and talking to you, because, like, it's just, I know there's a lot for me to find out about. How do you push through your worst times? There's any, like, real difficult times, like, either in pre or principal? What kind of helps you continue forward?
I call my mom.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome.
I don't know, maybe outsourcing more stuff to my team, too. Yeah. Like, I tend to be a person who I'm like, I'm going to do 15 projects. And, oh, okay. You know, so definitely if something's getting tough, it's like, actually, do you mind going to the store and picking up A, B, and C? And that's definitely, like, delegating helps.
Yeah, that's something that, I mean, I learned delegating through my day job that I used to have. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I don't know how well it's taught in departments.
I feel like it's totally not. I think you have to kind of have a, like, X amount of mental breakdowns before you're like, maybe I can't do it all.
Right. And then it'll be like, okay, you need to trust this person.
Yeah.
Do that. Mm-hmm. So do you have people that you work in your department that you're like, oh, I love having this person?
Oh, absolutely. I have, like, the best team who I always rely on.
Do you want to name drop any of them?
Yeah. Isabel, Shay, and Alejandra. Those are my girls.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've obviously worked with them.
Yeah.
And that's something that I wonder too. For me, like, as a producer, typically this is the budget. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be like, I need X amount of people.
Yeah.
For the most part, you don't have to worry about, like, the rates and stuff like that.
You know, I would say, like, more often than not, their rate sometimes comes out of my paycheck or my budget. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn. In an ideal world, you wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah.
Is that something that you commonly have to do or worry about? Wow. Kind of goes back to, you know, having the ability to delegate. It's more worth it to have this person on this day. And, well, you don't have to worry about background, but there's still a lot of principles sometimes.
Yeah, 100%. It is so much better to just have the perfect team that, like, works together a lot. And then you, like, build a dialogue with people, too. Yeah. You can be like, and then you, like, know.
Right, yeah, like, you'll see something and then they'll look at you and then you know exactly what needs to be
exactly.
done.
Exactly. And it just helps everything move so much quicker.
Do you have any worst gig ever experiences?
It's a gig I never took.
Okay.
But it was a horrible pre-production. I was trying to, you know, the issue of money came up. I was trying to negotiate my rate. Yeah. And the producer accused me of being greedy, and I got these horrible, horrible long emails, and I was like, all right, so we're not gonna do that one.
Yeah, that's so weird to me. As a producer, and that's one thing I always have to work with is, like, mm-hmm. people's rates and
money.
And you know, it's tough, and it's, like, always probably the shittiest conversation that needs to be had. I think for the most part, for me, it's like, I hear rate and it's like, I don't want to offend you. This is what we have. If that doesn't work, like, we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
I respect people's rates. I don't want to offend you, but if it's something that,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we all do, we will take a cut so that we can be on a project.
Yeah, really exactly. And more often than not, I'll do it for, like, less. Or, like, if it's a student film, I understand that I can't get my typical working rate because it's a student film, obviously.
Yeah.
But no, it was just kind of the fact that I had asked to get paid at all.
Really?
Set them off the deep end.
Was it a student film?
It was very mysterious.
Oh, like, they didn't even give you, like... Mm-mm. And that's crazy to me. Like, I'll tell people, I'm always full disclosure, full transparency.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way because I want them to know this is what we're working with. And if you can't, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out or what have you. But damn, that sucks. But I'm guessing you don't talk to those people at all.
No.
Yeah, totally. Do you ever take home your work?
Oh, like, yeah. Like, physically or emotionally?
I guess, like, both. I mean, yeah. Like, do you ever have to, after set, like, something bad happens and you have to fix something?
Oh, yeah. I mean, during production, my living room becomes, like, my office and my workroom and, like, home base, everything. Yeah, much to my boyfriend and roommate's dismay, probably. But yeah, I've had to fix things overnight, and I've had to make things overnight.
Yeah.
And when pre-production doesn't exactly line up, sometimes you're like still working on outfits before they're supposed to shoot.
Yeah.
So
I'm just curious, like, so we go into principal photography. Every department has a different kind of way of doing things. Mm-hmm. Like every person, you know, the DP, they're working on shot lists or what else is something that you, on a typical day, you wake up on a set, and I know every set's different. Do you have to pick up something in the morning?
I'll look at the call sheet, and then we typically like organize things by like little tags that says like, you know, the day and the scene and the character and yada, yada, yada. So I'll make sure like all the tags are kind of in order and that we have the tags that match up with the call sheet and what we're doing.
Yeah. What do you do if you don't have enough? Because sometimes we're filming in a real small space.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Well, we'll be like on location in like a bar.
Right.
And there's like nowhere even, is it just working out of the car? Or?
Yeah, I've worked out of the car before. Sometimes production is nice enough to get you a little pop-up tent.
Yeah.
That's great. I've worked in a tent that's like, literally I was holding all of the clothes for the shoot on my very tiny body. And the tent was like a circle, like it was like a tube. So the actor could step into the tube and get changed.
Yeah, like I've seen, it's like a wardrobe changing tent room or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but it's literally just like a tube.
That's great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have anything that you would love to tell all directors, all producers, you know, think about this more for your department?
I guess, like, think about changing space. I also, you know, we get along with makeup very well typically, but like, I like having a separate space from makeup because they're definitely not the same department. Right. And it gets kind of like frustrating for everybody when everyone's all up in each other's space. So.
Yeah. And that's something that, you know, some people think about or they know because they've talked to enough people. Producers, like, they have to deal with that. But, you know, that's something that I'm sure a lot of people, they're just like, oh, we'll just put them all in the same van or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have you done any Western pieces?
Yes. I just worked on Bleeding Kansas, which was a pilot used for a UCLA thesis.
Okay.
And I honestly, I really want to do more. I love the clothes from that period. They're like, they're so fun and like iconic.
Yeah. So you were on location then, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
How was that with the clothing? And
loading in and out was hard and I kind of honestly fucked my car. But it was good. It was fun being on location too. And we were really lucky to have a trailer and everything. Yeah. So
I'm guessing the clothes would get dirty every day.
There was dust or sand. It was kind of the opposite, actually. We had this pair of like really light tan pants that one of the actors was in, and they needed to look aged, and the things just would not hold dirt, like, at all. Yeah. So it was really funny. The first AD was saying, normally between takes, like, you see the costumers running in with, like, lint rollers cleaning everyone off, and me and my assistant Alejandro were, like, throwing dirt on this guy, like, I hope it sticks.
Wow. That's crazy.
Has
that happened before? Was that, like, your first time you had to dirty something?
Well, I try to age and die on every project just because, like, I hate when things look brand new.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense. I think this was not the most I've ever had to age and dye clothes, but it was like, it was up there.
Yeah.
For sure.
Man, that's crazy. Yeah. It blows my mind, all these things that you don't think about, which is like the point of the podcast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm going to ask you just like a fun question. What are you reading right now?
I'm reading Glass Castle, which is not a fun book, but I just can't put it down.
Cool.
What else am I reading? I just finished, not just, like, maybe a month ago, I read American Gods.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
I really that's something that, like, I wanted to get more into. Awesome. So, we're running out of time, but do you have any plugs you want to make?
Yeah, The Way You Look Tonight is coming out soon, and I would say be on the lookout for Bleeding Kansas, which is a Western pilot I just worked on. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It was really fun.
It was really fun. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too.